How many of you realize that this morning? We are not self-sufficient by any means. I want you to take your Bible this morning, turn with me to Luke chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23, and when you find Luke 23, hold your finger there, and then get 1 Peter chapter number 1. Luke 23, and then 1 Peter chapter number 1. And going to deal with some real serious subject matter this morning. I'm going to brag on him just for a little bit. Amen? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we're just going to raise him up this morning above everything, above the choir, above the singing, above the offering, above the preacher, above everything else, Jesus Christ. Say amen when you find both of them scriptures. Let me get some glasses so I can see them. It's bad just getting old stuff. 1 Peter chapter number 1, are you there? Look with me at verse number 18. The Bible said, for as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He said we were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look with me at Luke chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23. One verse of scripture. Luke 23 and verse 33. Where the Bible said, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. I want to preach this morning about this place called Calvary. This place called Calvary. You don't hear a lot of preaching just on the subject of Calvary anymore. But without Calvary, we have no way in. We can't work our way in. We can't earn our way in. We must come, like the choir sang, by the way of the cross. I love that old song, thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. It's at the foot of Calvary where sins are forgiven. It's at the foot of Calvary where lives are restored and broken hearts are mended. Oh, it's by Calvary where we get the help that we need. Oh, it's not from the preacher. It's from the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we find grace and mercy to help us in our time of need. Thank God I've been to Calvary. Can I ask you a question this morning? Have you been to Calvary? I had a preacher, a friend of mine, offered 3 years in a row to pay my way to go to Israel on a vacation with him. And I'll be honest with you, I had no desire and still don't. He said, oh, you got to go and see the place where they hung our Savior. I said, I've been there.
Yes, sir.
He said, oh, you've been to Israel? No, but I've been to the place where they hung my Savior. He said, oh, you got to go walk where he walked. I said, I've been there too. Matter of fact, he walks with me day in and day out, because one night as a 19-year-old boy, I stopped off at Bloody Calvary and got my sins forgiven. Calvary, Calvary. When I was a boy, Mama, wherever you at, there she is. She moves around so much you can't keep up with her. When I was a boy down in the woods in the pasture back behind our house, there was a big piece of exposed granite, just a big old rock in the woods, and that was my place. That was my special place. If I got a whooping, I'd go down there and sit on that rock and cry. If something bad happened, I'd go down there and sit on that rock, and sometimes I'd sit on that rock and just shoot squirrels. But man, that was a special place to me. But man, I'm glad one day I found a place even more special than that place, and that's another rock, amen? And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for Calvary. Let me give you three things. I'm going to preach very quick this morning, and we're going to have a pretty serious altar call. Somebody this morning needs to be saved. If you die like you are in your sin, you're going to burn in hell forever and ever and ever. I know there ain't many preachers tell you that anymore, but it's the truth, man. I ain't trying to make you mad, but listen, I didn't come to make you feel good about yourself. I come to tell you the truth of the Word of God. Amen. Without Christ, you'll burn forever and ever and ever. You say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, just trust in Him. just trust in Him. You say, well, if I get saved, I'm afraid I couldn't live it. Well, you'd be just like the rest of us. Right. Amen. We, every one of us, about jacked up from the floor up, make God want to throw up, we're a mess. Somebody help me right there. Man, I make mistakes every single day. I mean, I hate these guys even sitting behind me while I'm preaching because I don't trust them. Amen. One of them's assistant pastor, a deacon, and my own son. Ain't no telling what they're doing back there. Sometimes I think y'all are laughing at me, and you're not. You're laughing at something they're doing back there. Amen. Lost my whole train of thought. Huh? Y'all love me, thank you. I want us to look at this place called Calvary for just a few minutes this morning. I want you to see that this place is the place where His precious love was proved. Where His love was proved. God didn't just say, I love you. He proved His love. He proved His love. If all I ever did was tell my wife I love her, but I laid out all night and I ran around with other women, but yet I come home and say, but baby, I love you. She's probably not going to believe that for very long. She's probably going to have her another husband before too very long. But for 31 years, I've not only told her I love her, I've shown her I love her. Through thick and thin, over the years, I believe my love has been proved. But nobody has ever proven their love for mankind like the Lord Jesus Christ. He proved His love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Brother, if that ain't the proof God loves you, then you got another thing coming. Amen. Now, I love these guys sitting behind me. I love to aggravate them and poke at them, but I wouldn't die for them. I might that one. Probably. But most people, people say, hey, I love you, man. They won't loan you a dollar, much less die for you. Amen. The extent of His love, it is so great that He laid down His own life. You understand that? I know this is simple and elementary and it's going in some ears and right out the other. Hey, but we need to get a grip. Jesus Christ died for our sin. What a shame to die and go to hell when the price and the penalty of our sin has already been paid in full. All I have to do is trust that love. Amen. You know, some people are hard to love. Would you say amen right there? I mean, have you ever worked with somebody or maybe even got somebody in your family and no matter how hard you try to love them, it seems like they just mess it up. Amen. It'd be easier to hate them, wouldn't it? Everybody's thinking about somebody just like that right now. I guarantee you are. I hear people talk about it all the time. I don't like that guy. I know I'm supposed to love him, but I sure don't like him. Amen. Some people won't let you love them. Some people won't let you love them, no matter how hard you try. They shun your love. Right. You understand that's what a lot of people sitting in this room are doing with the love of God this morning? Right. The Lord is saying, I love you this much, and stretched out His hand and died. And you're saying, that's all right. I don't need that in my life right now. Oh, we need the love of God in our life every single day. If it weren't for His mercy and for His love, where would you be? If you're here this morning and you're unsaved, you've experienced God's love your whole life. You just don't know it. You're still breathing because He loves you. The extent of His love, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life. The fullness of His love. For God, John 3:16, so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank God. Hey, He loves us. That's a big thing. Not only did He say He loved us, He proved He loved us. I don't think He had to die. According to the Bible, He didn't. He could have called those legions of angels and they'd have come and avenged Him. He could have spoke and killed everybody there. Amen. He didn't even defend Himself. Judas, the one who sold Him for 30 pieces of silver. Remember what Jesus did? Called Him His friend.
Yes, sir.
He didn't put up a fight. He didn't put up a struggle. Amen. Why? Because He gladly laid down His life for you and me. Not one time as they plucked the beard from his face, as they beat him with the cat of nine tails till his entrails hung out of his back. Not till even after they had beat him to where his visage, the Bible said, was marred more than that of any man. In other words, you couldn't. It wasn't only that you couldn't tell who he was, you couldn't tell what he was.
That's right, preacher.
And that whole time, his love for me made him go on and take another step and carry that cross another step, all because he loved me and all because he loved you. Hey, why don't you let him love you this morning? Let him love you. Preacher, you don't know where I've been, what I've done. Oh, he loves you just like you are. He'll take you just like you are. Well, I'm afraid I can't turn over a new leaf. I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to get a new life. Let the Lord love you. Calvary was where his precious love was proved. Not only that, we read it in our text. Calvary was the place where his precious blood was poured. Where his precious blood was poured. Won't you listen to what the Bible says this morning? He said, Jesus, out of his own mouth, he said, this cup, talking about the Lord's Supper. Everybody's seen that Da Vinci. Ain't it Da Vinci painted the Lord's Supper? You ain't no help. I believe it was. Anyway, the Lord's Supper, that painting, you know, that's what he's talking about. And he's saying that cup, this cup that I'm giving you, this is what it represents. He said, this cup is the New Testament, in my blood, which is shed for you. Hey, I don't think it's accurate to say that Jesus spilled his blood. I believe when he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, I don't think there was another ounce of blood in his body. But ain't it funny how, it's amazing how when he arose from the grave somehow, Brother Freddie, he took that blood with him. He took that blood. I don't believe one drop was left. He gathered up. He gathered up every bit of that blood that he had shed. He went before the Father and placed that blood on the mercy seat. You say, why is that necessary? Hey, there had to be a sacrifice for our sin. And Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. In the Old Testament, the blood of a lamb was shed. But in the New Testament, the blood of the lamb was shed for the remission of mine and your sin. Thank God for the blood. It's a lot of churches removed it from their songbook. They won't even sing, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. They won't even sing it. Why? Oh, it might be offensive. Hey, it offends me if we can't talk about the blood. Amen. If it weren't for the blood, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. How about that? I heard a preacher say years ago, why the double analogy in that verse? How many times can you wash snow? Once. How many times can you wash wool? Over and over and over and over. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that cleanseth us, the Bible said, like this now, from all sin. From all sin. Listen, we have the declaration of his shed blood. He told his disciples, this is the blood that I'm shedding for you. This is the New Testament in my body right here. This is what it is right here. This is the statement. This is the declaration. But not only was there a declaration for his blood, but there was a great demand for his blood.
Yes, sir, preacher.
I thought about the thousands who awaited in paradise.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Who still couldn't go before God. You know what they were waiting on?
Yeah.
That blood.
Yeah.
That blood. Without the shedding of blood, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
Amen.
Oh, no, I misquoted that. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin.
Amen.
He had to die.
That's right.
Those in paradise depended on it. Do you know what he did when he resurrected? Remember when he was 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth? He went down there and got them out of there. He went down there and preached the gospel to them. Because the blood was shed, they could go from paradise to heaven. That's two different places, friend. Amen. The Catholic teach and preach, you die and you go to paradise. Paradise gone. Because of the blood, man, we can go directly. We have a direct pass, an open door. With the veil of the temple Levi was talking about earlier, that thing was rent from the top to the bottom. Hey, we can go in because of the blood. Our choir sings that song, I Can Go In. I can go in. The only reason we can go in is because of the blood of Calvary. They sing it in the choir this morning. Not the deeds that I've done. And I can't remember exactly how the words go, but he who brought me here told me to say, I've come by the way of the cross. I got under the spout where the blood came out. And Jesus washed all my sins away. Woo! I love the old song says, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. Somebody said, man, you sound like you think you're perfect. Oh, no. Oh, no, that blood still flows for me every single day. Every time I mess up, I can get it under the blood. Every time I flounder and fail, I can get it under the blood. Thank God for the blood of Calvary. Calvary, the place where his precious love was proved, where his precious blood was poured. Lastly, and I'm done, Calvary was the place where his precious grace was provided. Where his grace was provided. Woo-hoo. You know what grace is, don't you? That's God's unmerited favor toward man.
Yes, sir.
Grace is not getting what you deserve.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
We've got a country screaming, give me what I deserve. You don't want what you deserve. Trust me, you don't want what you deserve.
Yes, sir.
Well, I deserve this. And I know, no, we deserve hell because of our sin and our iniquity. But thank God we're not getting what we deserve. We're getting grace. We're getting grace. It's by the grace of God we're standing here this morning. It's by the grace of God you're sitting in a pew and not a jail cell this morning. Amen. I'd ask you to raise your hand, but many of you would lie. Wonder how many of us be honest with ourselves and say, I ought to be. Maybe if not now, but in my past, I should have been in jail. And some of you are looking at me like, I have been. I know, I've visited some of you there. I know. Amen. I'm tired of church where everybody looking down their nose. Because they got a little money and a Cadillac. They think they better than somebody else. Amen. The only difference between me and the vilest offender down yonder in the Carroll County Jail this morning is the grace of God. It's by his grace I can live right. It's by his grace I can do right. It's by his grace I'm going to heaven when I die. Amen. Now listen, we mature as Christians. We do. We learn some Bible and we learn how to act and we learn how to talk and amen.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't elevate us above another.
Right.
Do you understand that?
That's right.
I've got some bus children out there.
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher.
Love me with all their heart and I them.
Come on.
I wouldn't put one of you above one of them.
That's right.
Some of them come from some pretty bad homes this morning that don't know the grace of God. I'm glad they got a place where they can come in and be treated.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Just like there's the president of the bank.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Probably better.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The president of the bank came in here, we don't have snacks.
Yeah.
They're going to get nachos and cheese out there. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his grace. Whew. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Listen to this next statement. I want you to think about it real hard if you're saved. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Man, how that resonates so true in my life. I remember all those years I thought I was saved. I was blind, man. Then somebody would ask me if I was saved, I'd say, yeah, I'm Sandra White's son. Greatest bus captain in the country, and she was. I'm her son. Man, I had a church membership. I had my name on the roll. They baptized me in 1972. Had a little certificate in the New Testament that they gave me. And I was riding on that for all those years. Did not know my lost condition until a New Year's Eve, 31 years ago. The Holy Spirit came by my heart and my way and stuck his finger right in the middle of my heart and said, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. I left there, went to the preacher's house about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, Brother Jay, I'm going to hell. He said, not tonight, you ain't.
Yes,
we got down under that tree in his front yard. Whew. Right there, his love was proved. His blood was poured. And his grace was provided. I know it was for the world, but that night it was for me. And this morning it's for you. It's for you. Let's stand our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, if y'all come, get us a song. How about y'all do Jesus Loves Me? You hadn't done that in a while, have you? Listen, while they're getting ready to sing this morning, could we just bow our heads this morning? Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. If you've been to Calvary and had His love proved, His blood poured, and His grace provided, you know for a fact that you're saved. Would you raise your hand and wave at me? No doubt in your mind, preacher, I'm going to heaven when I die. Thank God I've been to Calvary. Thank God I don't have to worry about it no more. Thank you. Thank you. How about this morning? You can put your hands down. I wonder if there's anybody that say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand. I don't want to die and go to hell. I need to get this settled in my heart. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand, say, preacher, remember me. I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray. Oh, how about it this morning? Anybody? Just slip your hand up. Thank you this morning. Let's pray together. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for Calvary. Thank you for saving a bunch of old sinners like us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blood. Lord, thank you for your grace. Lord, you saw every hand that was raised. God, you know every heart. Please have your way in this altar call. Somebody needs you this morning. They just won't get honest with you, and they won't get honest with themselves, but they need you just the same, God. Lord, I can preach and I can tell them, but it takes your spirit, Lord, to draw them. And Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost to do that right now. Father, have your way, and we'll give you glory for it. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.